Well, I'm speaking this morning with Carolyn Einan, and it's great to see you again.
Great to be here. Thanks.
I want to start with, you've got some big news. You've got a big concert coming up, kind of a send-off. But I want to start with what people might not know about, the Carolyn Einan Singers, a group you founded 10 years ago. The June 9th performance here is a send-off because you're on your way to Carnegie Hall.
Correct.
Tell me how the Carnegie Hall opportunity came up.
A company out of Denver, Colorado called Choirs of America. They are specializing in what they call choral convergence concerts. We converge in New York for 4 days, June 14th through the 18th, with the Phoenix Children's Choir under the baton of Ron Carpenter. And we join 250 other adults and SATB high school children, and we're doing Music of South America for almost a sold-out audience already. This is 3 weeks out.
Your choir, Phoenix Children's Chorus, you mentioned Ron. How did that partnership begin between your choirs?
Well, interestingly enough, we are both invited to do a spotlight. A spotlight is a 12-minute solo appearance of both my choir and separately the Phoenix Children's Chorus. So within the two-hour program span of the Choral Convergence concert, Phoenix Children's gets a 12-minute spotlight, and Carolyn Einan Singers gets a 12-minute spotlight. So I chose three works that represent American music, and I really love the first one we're opening with by Z. Randall Stroop, called Omnia Soul, in Latin and English. It's a great text and a beautiful choral writing. And then the second piece is by a Canadian that we just love singing. It is the traditional Scottish work called Loch Lomond by the Canadian Jonathan Quick. And I have been blessed with a terrific soprano soloist named Camille Boyle, who will open up the solo, and we sing as a bagpipers. Then we follow it with a world premiere by our local Scottsdale composer. Her name is Andrea Jill Higgins. So Jill wrote us a song called Let Children Walk with Nature, and she and I chose the text by John Muir, who is phenomenal, as you already know. And the words just touched my heart. Jill said it. Piano, she will be accompanying on the stage at Carnegie, and she has written this piece in honor of our 10th anniversary.
What are the plans for the future? 10 years in, where are you going?
Well, this fall, we have been invited to be the core choir for 80 singers, which I have been asked to create for the Scottsdale Philharmonic Orchestra on November 19th. However, it does not interfere with my own programming for the year. So when you ask where we are going, next year we will be doing a December concert of harp music of the Southwest by Conrad Sousa with the harpist David Ice. Then in the spring, we are doing in Tempe at the Center for the Arts a Broadway review, because every other year we do a costumed, staged with band, and we'll be doing mostly Disney, and then I'll be doing one piece of music from Hamilton. And it'll be exciting because I have no idea who's going to be doing the rap. But it's to be determined, and I'm sure I'll have a lot of buyers. And then in May, I think we're going to finish the year at Ascension Lutheran, where we just did our final May concert. And I'm hoping to do more with the Phoenix Children's. We haven't had time to discuss it yet.
When we were kids, the big joke was popular, and we were little kids. How do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice, practice, practice. I wonder, have you heard from Ron, or have you seen the kids? Do they get it? This is Carnegie Hall, for crying out
loud. Right. We're going to meet them this coming Tuesday for the first time.
Okay.
So Ron and I agreed 9 months ago not just to meet in New York. So that's how the June 9th concert was born at Camelback Bible. So Phoenix kids are, I'm sure, very thrilled, as are their parents.
Well, I'm sure people listening know that it's got your name, Carolyn Einan Singers. I hope they appreciate not only now, but how long you've been working at all this. Because it's, you got to be everything. Chief cook, bottle washer, conductor, and when the accompanist's
and
not there.
Fundraiser.
Yeah, every hat, right?
Yeah.
But you mentioned before we got started, 40 years in music. And I'm glad you're sharing with us all. Carolyn Einan, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.